You were just telling me about a guy that was saving all kinds of coins.
Yeah. So this guy in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, his name's Jim Holton. He saved up coins for 20 years.
Okay.
When his first child was born, he said, I'm going to save all of our coins. And when our youngest child graduates from high school, I'll cash them in. So he's almost to that point. He actually still got a couple of years till the youngest one gets out of school. But he said he keeps hearing about coin shortage. So he wanted to do his part to throw some back into circulation.
Okay.
He lugged all of them to the bank last week. He had no idea what he had. Couldn't even begin to guess. Not even an estimate. So he thought, I'm hoping for at least $1,500. I'm going to spend it on something fun for my whole family.
That's a lot of money in coins, $1,500.
He walked out of the bank with $5,366 and a nickel.
Oh, my goodness.
He says he no longer intends to hoard or keep coins, but that it was a fun little experiment.
But look how much money he ended up saving.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with saving money.
Right.
But right now we're just in a coin shortage. So just, you know, start over again. Like, you know.
We saved two growlers full of coins one time. You know, the thing you put beer in.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one that was almost completely full of pennies. And the other one had quite a bit of like silver coins in it.
Mm-hmm.
And no dollar gold pieces. You know, none of that stuff. It was just, you know, pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters. That's all we saved. And it was several hundred dollars just in those two jugs.
It adds up. And for people that say, oh, I don't want that penny, it's not worth anything, add it to other ones and it ends up worth something.
Yep.
So that it all adds up.
I always pick up change when I see it on the ground.
I do too.
Yeah.
I definitely do.